When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private 6-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, experience, and a private 6-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last date could be one match away.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28-inch wheel and tire packages you need.
At Street King,
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use their 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28-inch wheel and tire packages you need.
At Street King,
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use their 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Joe Mullinax. Joe is the former site manager of SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues. The blog is dedicated to covering content related to the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. On the program, we discuss the 2021-2022 Grizzly season, including Ja Morant, the FedEx Forum, the NBA's popularity in Memphis, and so much more. Plus, in addition, the all-defensive first and second teams and all-rookie first and second teams are revealed. And, of course, we have your scores from games two of both the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals matchups. So it's going to be a good show on this edition. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Golden State Warriors. As this show is currently airing, Golden State leads their series 2-0 over the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. We know Steph Curry, he's going to get his. We know Klay Thompson's going to get his. We know Draymond Green is going to get his as well. But I've been saying this since the trade deadline and even going into the NBA playoffs. We are watching an emerging star in Jordan Poole. How phenomenal is he? And also, not to mention not only the emergence of Jordan Poole, but also Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins, of course, is a former number one overall pick in the NBA draft. And we know Andrew brings a credibility to Golden State. Again, this is his first year with the Warriors. And, man, he's had a solid season making his first All-Star team and also filling in the blanks. Matter of fact, when Klay was out really during the first half of the year, Andrew really came in and made his presence felt, which earned him an All-Star berth on the All-Star team. So you've got an emerging star with Jordan Poole. You've got Andrew Wiggins, which is someone that we knew had a lot of talent, was just waiting for the right time and the right situation. And now he's got his groove as well. And how about Kevon Looney? Kevon in this postseason has played very well. Now, when you think of the Golden State Warriors in the era of the Splash Brothers with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, you think of primarily offense. Of course, Draymond Green is the emotional leader of the team. He's the motor of that team, and he does the rebounding and he does the defense, winning multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards. But Kevon Looney has come in this postseason in Golden State in their series against Denver, in the series against Memphis, and then currently in this series against Dallas. He has come in and done a great job with the rebounding and getting the second chance points of keeping Golden State in the game. So with all that being said, of course, Steph battled an ankle injury several seasons ago. Klay Thompson missed back-to-back years, tearing both of his ACLs. Draymond was out throughout much of the season, despite making the All-Star team this year due to injuries. But Golden State, everything is coming together, and it looks as though Dub Nation is back. It looks as though Dub Nation is back. Steph Curry in his prime right now. Klay seems to be getting back to the old Klay. We're seeing the solid defense. We know about his catch and shoot. We know about his long-range shooting. That was never going to go away, but that defense is coming back. Draymond is getting back to his old self. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, an emerging star with Jordan Poole, followed by Andrew Wiggins, is finally in a right situation. And Kevon Looney just putting everything together at the right time. And also Otto Porter Jr. is coming in at the right time as well, starting to show signs of his athletic self, and particularly on the defensive side as well. So the Golden State Warriors, it appears that Dub Nation is back, and they're going to be feared as this playoff run continues for the Warriors. My next storyline is going to be the Chase Center. I said the Chase Center because that's the current home of the Golden State Warriors. Matter of fact, it's been their home since 2019. Matter of fact, for those of you that may not be familiar with the Chase Center is located in the Mission Bay neighborhood in San Francisco, which is near the San Francisco Bay. Now, before they moved into the Chase Center, we all know that the former home of the Golden State Warriors was the Oracle Arena. And you talk about a fun atmosphere, you know, watching the Warriors games on television for so many years, and particularly watching the Dubs play at that arena. A lot of fans, I mean, they would jam-pack the Oracle and then some. Matter of fact, the Oracle was where, if you remember, this was the pre-Steph Curry, pre-Splash Brothers era. It was at the time period where they had Baron Davis, Steven Jackson, Mikal Petras, also Andres Biedrins, and so on and so forth. And also Matt Barnes was on that team as well. That particular era where you had Golden State, again, pre-Steph, pre-Klay, pre-Draymond, the pre-Splash Brothers era, the Oracle was jam-packed during that period of time. And the Oracle even had a reputation as being one of the loudest arenas in the NBA. And they had a great run. The Warriors had a great run during their time at the Oracle Arena when they played across the bay in Oakland, and they had great memories there. And they're making some great memories now at the Chase Center. And it's so interesting because, well, as I mentioned earlier, the Oracle Arena is in Oakland. The Chase Center is in San Francisco. And you have to understand not just California, but that particular part of California, Northern California, the Bay Area to be exact. We know there's a lot of money coming in and out of California. And if you look at the industries that are there, particularly Silicon Valley, you've got Microsoft, YouTube is there, Facebook, and so on and so forth. Money is coming in and out of that state, and especially in that particular area, in the Bay Area, in San Francisco. Fans were definitely lit in Oakland, and the fans have been lit at the Chase Center. It's only been open again for a short amount of time. If you watch the playoff games, if you've even watched regular season games, fans will go hard for their Warriors, not just young fans, but young at heart fans as well. And that place is going to be rocking for years to come. Again, we talked about the Oracle Arena and how it was one of the loudest arenas in the NBA. You can kind of put the Chase Center in the mix of growing that legend with legendary arenas. Like, well, it's I can't say the Staples Center anymore, but it's the Crypto.com Arena. You could put it in the mix as well with Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Also, TD Bank Garden in Boston. Also, you could put it in there with the United Center in Chicago. Of course, Madison Square Garden in New York. And the energy is just so right how the people in not just San Francisco but in the Bay Area in that region go behind the Warriors, especially in the Splash Brothers era with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Great place to watch basketball. Haven't been there as of yet, but, you know, it just looks like those fans are really up. Those fans are energetic, and they're all energetic regardless of the age group, and it's going to be great memories for years to come being made at the Chase Center. And for my last storyline is going to be the Dallas Mavericks. Wow. First game, they lived by the three and they died by the three, and they wind up losing game one. Game two, same scenario. Live by the three, die by the three. However, Dallas was up in the first half. But unfortunately, instead of mixing up the offense, they continued to shoot long-range shots, and they missed, and it got ice cold, and it gave Golden State the opportunity. Again, when you have that veteran leadership, that championship experience, Steph, Klay, Draymond, and also the supporting cast, the long-range shoot, and when Dallas missed those shots, Golden State, they took advantage of it. That's what you're supposed to do when you're competing. When you take advantage of an opponent's weakness and they're not doing well, you exploit it. And that's what Golden State did in game two. So now this sets the stage going forward for the remainder of the series. Dallas has got to mix up the offense. They can continue their long-range shooting, but they're going to have Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson. They're going to have Dorian Finney-Smith and also get Dwight Powell involved in the paint and mix up the offense and not have that mentality of living by the three and dying by the three. They're going to have to mix up this offense. First two games, person was open, three-pointer. Person was open, three-pointer. Somebody was open, get a three-pointer. Luka or Jalen or even a Spencer Dinwiddie who's had his struggles throughout much of the playoffs for the Mavericks. But they've got to mix this thing up. If they want to extend this series, they're going to have to stay consistent with the long-range shooting, but also they're going to have to get more aggressive attacking the basket, and they're going to have to be athletic. Now, I know Golden State is a more athletic team. They're a faster team. They work very well in transition, but Dallas may have to run a little bit with Golden State, not necessarily play like them, but they're going to have to tighten up on the defense. I know you can't really stop Steph and you really can't stop Klay, but you can try to neutralize them and let the other cast members get involved on the Golden State side. But if they want to extend this series, Dallas is going to have to tighten up on defense. They're going to have to mix it up on the offense. They're going to have to get more aggressive with their rebounding and not take too many three-pointers. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the scores from games two of both the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals. And also we'll reveal the all-defensive first and second teams and the all-rookie first and second teams. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to. wanna be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Wanna be a street king. Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At this time.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99,
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options,
as low as $29.99 a week,
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
All right, everybody. everybody. Welcome back to the program. So now let's get you caught up on what's currently going on both the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's start off with the scores from Game 2 in the Western Conference Finals, the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State would win 126-117. For the Warriors, Steph Curry finished with 32 points. Jordan Poole had 23 points. Kevon Looney had a double-double with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Andrew Wiggins had 16 points. Klay Thompson had 15 points. And Otto Porter Jr. finished with 11 points. On the losing side for the Mavericks, Luka Doncic, another great game for him. He finished with 42 points. Jalen Brunson finished with 31 points. And Reggie Bullock finished with 21 points. Again, the final score, Golden State 126, Dallas 117. Golden State leads the series 2-0. And in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, Boston would win 127-102. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum scored 27 points. Marcus Smart had a double-double with 24 points and 12 assists. Jaylen Brown finished with 24 points. Grant Williams finished with 19 points. On the losing side for Miami, Jimmy Butler finished with 29 points, and Gabe Vincent and Victor Oladipo finished with 14 points. The series is now tied at 1-1. So that's currently what's happening with both the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals. Now it's time for the all-defensive first and second teams. Let's start off with the NBA All-Defensive First Team. The forwards are Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks and Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. Giannis, of course, is a former League Defensive Player of the Year, and congratulations to Jaren Jackson Jr., who led the NBA in blocks during the regular season. At the center position is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Again, Rudy, just like Giannis, is a multiple winner of the League Defensive Player of the Year award. And at the guard position, we have Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns. Mikal, of course, was a finalist for this year's League Defensive Player of the Year, and Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. Marcus is the reigning League Defensive Player of the Year. So again, congratulations to the All-Defensive First Team. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Jaren Jackson Jr. are the forwards. Rudy Gobert is the center, and Marcus Smart and Mikal Bridges are the guards. Let's move along now to the All-Defensive Second Team. Starting off with the forwards, Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat and Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. Again, Draymond is a multiple Defensive Player of the Year award winner, so congratulations to Bam and Draymond. At the center position, Robert Williams III from the Boston Celtics, and the guards are Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks and Matisse Thybulle from the Philadelphia 76ers. So again, congratulations to the All-Defensive Second Team. The forwards, Bam Adebayo and Draymond Green. The center, Robert Williams III. And the guards, Drew Holiday and Matisse Thybulle. Let's move along now to the All-Rookie First Team. Representing the NBA All-Rookie First Team, of course, the reigning League Rookie of the Year representing the Toronto Raptors, Scotty Barnes, followed by Cade Cunningham from the Detroit Pistons, Evan Mobley from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Franz Wagner from the Orlando Magic, and Jalen Green from the Houston Rockets. Congratulations to the members of the All-Rookie First Team, Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Franz Wagner, and Jalen Green. And let's move along now to the All-Rookie Second Team. Big congratulations to Herbert Jones from the New Orleans Pelicans. Man, you talk about a diamond in the rough, and what a season he had, especially in the playoffs in that stunning series against the Phoenix Suns, making big stops for the New Orleans Pelicans. So again, congratulations to Herbert Jones, followed by Josh Giddey from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Bones Highland from the Denver Nuggets. Again, what a rookie campaign for Bones. If you know his history about going through tragedy early on in his life, but rising above that adversity and that challenge. And congratulations to Bones for making the All-Rookie Second Team, followed by Ayo Dosunmu from the Chicago Bulls and Chris Duarte from the Indiana Pacers. Again, congratulations to members of the All-Rookie Second Team, Herbert Jones, Josh Giddey, Bones Highland, Ayo Dosunmu, and Chris Duarte. So again, congratulations to the members that made the All-Defensive First and Second Teams and the All-Rookie First and Second Teams. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Joe Mullinax. Joe is the former site manager of SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues. The blog is dedicated to covering content related to the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. We discuss the 2021-2022 Grizzly season, Ja Morant, FedEx Forum, the NBA's popularity in Memphis, and more. Joe is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use their 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
No one likes a hot, uncomfortable home. No one ran for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Hot, scorching days and uncomfortable, sticky nights are back. Make the move to cool, efficient, and energy-saving home comfort. Year-round performance. Discover what American Standard can do for you and your family. Be ready for the 12 months of Texas. Comfort the way you like it. AmericanStandardAir.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Payne will set the screen. Switch. Morant wants to dance with Thompson. Seven to shoot. Morant looking for a runway. Now a step back. Morant. Yes! Morant sizing up Wiggins. Switch. Now he's got Poole. Under 2 minutes to go. The shake. Morant gets the roll. Dazzling from Ja Morant. Morant. The drive, the floater.
Yes.
Ja Morant is special.
Indeed, he is special. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on TNT and Turner Sports. Of course, that's Ian Eagle on the call as Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant dazzled in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Golden State Warriors. And as you heard Ian say, that was indeed special, and he was special throughout this season, as well as the Grizzlies handling their business. Speaking of someone that was special throughout the course of the year, someone that covered the Grizzlies for a while and definitely taken a step back, but we're going to talk more about the 2021-2022 Grizzlies season. Of course, Ja Morant, and of course, some more things dealing with the Memphis Grizzlies, and we want to welcome him to the program. He's the former site manager of SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues, of course, the blog covering the Memphis Grizzlies all season long. Let's welcome him to the program, Joe Mullinax. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. This is my first appearance since my pseudo-retirement, or whatever it's going to be called, so I appreciate you having me on. I know we've had to reschedule a couple of times. I appreciate your flexibility.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So we're going to get, of course, more into Ja Morant in just a moment. But what a season this was for the Memphis Grizzlies. Again, everything was in the works. Everything was in development. And we saw it with the role players on this team. I want to start off with Jaren Jackson Jr. What a year he had. He led the league during the regular season in blocks per game, and he definitely showed up big during this 2021-2022 season. Give me your thoughts on Jaren and his play during this past regular season.
A lot of fun, you know, and I think you'll probably be able to say that for a lot of these Grizzlies players. They were just fun to watch grow and develop. You know, it's very easy to forget that this team was projected to be a 41-win team by most folks, right? I believe the over-under in Las Vegas was 40.5, so that would have put them right around 500. That would have put them in a situation where they're fighting for the play-in, essentially, maybe trying to get into the top six and avoid the play-in tournament, which they had been in the prior 2 years. It's very easy to forget that after a 56-26 regular season campaign, but it's just further evidence of the job that, you know, whether it's Taylor Jenkins finishing second in the Coach of the Year voting, whether it's Zach Kleiman winning Executive of the Year. I know we'll talk about Ja here in a little bit. Lots of recognition for a job well done by the Memphis Grizzlies franchise as a whole. Jaren Jackson Jr. in particular, like I said, he was fun. You know, he was flying around. He was a defensive force more so than in the past, in part because he was just able to stay on the floor more. You know, he still has an issue in terms of fouls and fouling at a higher rate than perhaps he should. But at the same time, he was able to stay on the floor a little bit longer this year. He showed a greater understanding of what offenses were trying to do. He seemed more in tune with the actual schemes of the opponents and kind of anticipated things a little bit better. He's learning how to use his body more because until recently, like in the last year or so, Jaren was still growing. Like he came back, I think it was going into his second season, and it would have been Ja's rookie year, and they were talking about how he had grown another inch. So he's a legitimate 6'11", almost 7-foot player who has a lot of perimeter skills offensively, can handle, obviously can shoot the three a little bit. But defensively, he's always had a really high potential rate in terms of his switchability, being able to defend guards and wings on defensive switches. Obviously, he's a great weak side helper defensively in terms of those blocked shots that you mentioned. A lot of the potential that we saw with Jaren going back to the 2018 draft really kind of finally was fully realized in a lot of ways when it comes to how he was as a rim protector.
All right, I want to move along now to Desmond Bane. Desmond has developed a reputation as being one of the premier long-distance shooters in the NBA during this past All-Star break. He was in the three-point shooting contest, and he really developed himself last year and especially this year, being, again, one of the premier shooters in the league. Give me your thoughts on Desmond and his 2021-2022 season.
I've always been a big fan of Desmond Bane. I liked the pick when he was the 30th overall selection in the 2020 draft. I loved it then. I love it even more now. Sometimes you just have to let really good college basketball players be really good in the pros. And, you know, Brandon Clark's obviously another example of that from the Ja Morant draft. But Bane is yet another Zach Kleiman, Taylor Jenkins development staff. He's a wonderful example of the strength of that franchise right now. Desmond obviously has a lot of skill, but they look for a particular kind of player in terms of a chip on their shoulder. Desmond was told his arms were too short and he was too old. Those are basically the reasons that he falls the 30th overall, and he looks like he might be the second coming of Klay Thompson, not necessarily defensively. You know, Pete Clay was a very good two-way player. Bane does things well defensively, but I'm more so specifically referencing his range that you mentioned. I think he shot 43% from beyond the arc roughly over the span of the season, one of the best percentages in the NBA. He's setting all sorts of Grizzlies records for threes, and he's literally in his sophomore season. So he's only going to improve. He's only going to get better. He just finished his sophomore season. So the leap that he took from a rotation player to a legitimate starter, I don't know how you get away with saying he's not a cornerstone piece moving forward. I think he is. Obviously, Ja is one. Jaren's probably two. Or not probably. He is two. But I think Bane's three. It's going to take one hell of a trade for Memphis to part with Bane, and rightfully so. He's grown as a ball handler. Again, he holds his own defensively. But what he's able to provide in terms of his spacing, he really is one of the perfect types of backcourt mates for a Ja Morant backcourt moving forward, and hopefully Bane is a part of the long-term picture.
All right, I want to move along now to Dillon Brooks. Dillon, again, one of the big cornerstones of the Grizzlies 2021-2022 season. Someone was a perfect two-way player, someone that got you some shooting, but also someone that played solid defense and someone that also could get you some rebounding. Yeah, he had his little incident in game two dealing with the Gary Payton II situation, but nevertheless, Dillon definitely had was a bright spot for the Grizzlies this past season. Give me your thoughts on Dillon and his play.
I'm a fan of Dillon. I think that people forget he's kind of a trick-or-treat. He's kind of like Tony Allen 2.0, right? He does some things really well, like defend. He's one of the better defenders on the perimeter in the NBA. I'm not going to say he's, you know, top five or six, but he's in that mix, maybe top 10 or so. But beyond that, you know, offensively, if it wasn't for Dillon Brooks, Memphis isn't in that game six. And obviously Golden State closed them out at the end. But Dillon was red hot from the field. He was one of the guys that was able to make up for some of that production that they lost with John Morant out. So it's a gift and a curse with Dillon. He's extremely confident in himself. He's always going to be. It's why he is where he is in his NBA career after being taken 45th overall, I believe, in the 2017 NBA draft. That's a guy that, you know, when you're the 45th overall pick, nobody's really expecting too much of you. He has overcome his odds and the long odds that come with everything that he's had to deal with his entire basketball career, and his mentality is one of the major reasons for it. So he's a prototypical love him on your team, hate him when you're playing against him kind of guy. He had a good year. I am not convinced that he's here long term. I think he should be. But I do believe that with an expiring $13 or so million contract between him and Steven Adams at around $18 million a year, those two expiring deals are going to hold value on the trade market, plus Memphis has two first-round picks in the upcoming draft. I expect the Grizzlies to at least entertain the thought of parting with either one of those guys, plus a draft pick if it gets them a long-term contract that they like in terms of value, or if it gets them additional star power to try to build around Morant, Bane, and Jackson Jr.
We talked about Dillon Brooks, and you mentioned about the possibility of Dillon not being with Memphis in the long term and possibly being trade value. Another person that could fall in that same category is Brandon Clark. Brandon really came of age this year, particularly in the first round series against Minnesota, and he had his bright spots against Golden State. But Brandon, you talk about somebody that's a ultimate rebounder and someone that was responsible for getting second chance points, particularly in the first round series against Minnesota. Give me your thoughts on Brandon and how his season went.
I was impressed with how Brandon played in the Minnesota series in particular. You can make a pretty easy argument that Clark doesn't, if Clark doesn't play the way that he did, Memphis doesn't get out of that series, the way that Ja struggled, the way that Jaren struggled at times, Steven Adams essentially being played off the floor. There was a lot going against the Grizzlies in that series that, to the credit of the Timberwolves, Minnesota put in place about, you know, at least half of it. So the fact that Clark played so well, he showed his value. I think that Clark remains limited in terms of long-term big money because he's not a three-point threat. Maybe that improves, but right now he's not it. He's not a tremendous facilitator off the dribble. He can create for himself a little bit off the dribble, but it's not like he's doing what Kyle Anderson and others were able to do for that offense as a secondary or tertiary facilitator. I think, Brandon, I'm interested to hear you say that he could be trade bait. I think that that's possible, but I think it's more likely they extend him to a team-friendly deal. Like if Grizzlies came to Brandon Clark and offered him a four-year, $48 million contract extension, I'm not sure he's making more than that on the open market. And, you know, he'll have a role in Memphis. He fits well next to Jaren, especially on the defensive end. I think that whether he's a starter or a front court sixth man, Brandon Clark makes a lot of sense with the Grizzlies. So I could see him. Obviously, John Morant is an extension candidate. Clark was in the same draft, so they can extend Clark this summer. And if the price is right, like I said, $12 million a year for a de facto sixth man forward big in Brandon Clark, who helped win you a playoff series, I think that's smart value there if you're able to get it.
Definitely. And speaking of smart value, two gentlemen that really did well this season, particularly in Memphis's playoff run, Kyle Anderson and Tyus Jones, particularly Tyus, who definitely, of course, with Morant suffering the injury, really came into his own and shot pretty well in this postseason run for Memphis. Just give me your thoughts on Kyle and Tyus and their season.
Very unique players. right? Like Tyus Jones, his assist-to-turnover ratio for the first time in NBA history, at least since they started measuring it in the late 70s, an assist-to-turnover ratio of 7-1, that's ridiculous. That's extremely efficient basketball. He values possessions, and he plays that way. Kyle Anderson is really good at everything involving basketball except the shooting part, which obviously you know and your listeners know. Putting the basketball in the basket is an important part of the game, but Kyle is just so good defending, facilitating, passing. He really is just a very heady, high basketball IQ kind of player. So they're both interesting pieces going into free agency because, you know, Tyus Jones kind of alluded to the idea he wants to be a starter. Kyle made it sound like he's looking for something that might be outside of what the Grizzlies can provide in terms of finances and positioning in the West and in the NBA as large. I think there's a possibility both of those guys are back, but I think it's slim. I think it's more likely that one of the two returns. And if I'm having to pick, I'd probably pick Tyus Jones if the money is right. Now, if he wants $15 million a year, between that and the max deal you're about to offer Ja Morant, I don't know if that's using your resources very intelligently, putting all that money into the point guard position. But Ja Morant missed 25 games this year. And a major reason why the Grizzlies were successful when Morant wasn't there, it wasn't that the Grizzlies were better without Ja Morant, because that's certainly not the case. I think the Golden State Warriors proved that at the end of that series a week or so ago. It is that Tyus Jones enables them to continue to do the things that they want to do, even though Morant is not in the picture when he's off due to injuries. So I wonder what the cost will be on Tyus. If it's somewhere, again, in the realm of that Brandon Clark money we talked about, $12 million or so dollars a year, I would consider paying that. If it's 15 or 16 and Tyus really wants to go be a starter for the Knicks or the Hornets or, you know, the Pistons, whatever it might be, then maybe you let him walk and it's not worth the further cap issues you may eventually have, because the money is going to start coming due here, right? Ja Morant's going to get a Supermax extension, assuming he makes all NBA the next couple of seasons. Jaren Jackson Jr.'s money is going to kick in. You know, you're going to have to start paying these dudes. Desmond Bain is probably going to make a Jaren-esque contract, maybe not quite the max, but, you know, he'll make something similar to what Jackson Jr. is getting paid, roughly $25 million or so a year. So you're going to start paying these guys, and you got to be smart with how you're going to distribute that money. The Grizzlies say that they're willing to pay the tax moving forward to keep the core together. I believe them, but I also know the Memphis market, and I know that they're going to be eating a lot of money if they're that high above the tax. I think they're going to flirt with the line instead of just diving headfirst over it. And that's going to be something to keep in mind and watch over these next couple of years. If they can sign Kyle and Tyus to two-year deals or something like that before the money gets super tight, maybe they convince themselves they can run it back and see if they can win a title in these next couple of seasons. But I think it's much more likely that even though they're both good basketball players, I'm not sure they fit with the next generation of this current era of Grizzlies basketball as they transition from a rebuilding team to a contending team.
Yeah, rightfully so, and definitely with the luxury tax that's always looming, we'll definitely have to pay attention and see if they could keep those two role players in Memphis for, as you said, for the next 2 years or so. And someone that emerged for Memphis this year was Zaire Williams, of course. Zaire was originally drafted by the New Orleans Pelicans but was traded to Memphis, and in return, New Orleans would receive Trey Murphy. Both teams benefited tremendously from this trade. Trey did his part for the Pelicans that came out of nowhere this year, and of course, Zaire had his moments with the Grizzlies. Give me your thoughts on Zaire and his rookie campaign.
Zaire is a player that I think could really be another core guy for them moving forward. They have him on, obviously, his rookie deal for the next 3 years. That's extremely valuable. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten more comfortable in terms of the scheme and the speed of the NBA game. He had some big moments against the Timberwolves, against the Warriors. He did some things that were important on both ends of the floor. He did a lot more than was expected of him, because the Grizzlies went into this season saying, remember, Zaire's a project. We took him as a project. We're trying to develop him. You can't teach his size. You can't teach the skills that he has. We're going to be patient with him in terms of developing these things. He's ahead of schedule, and he's one of those players going into summer league in July. I'm really excited to see what he does because of the talent that he possesses. At summer league, he's going to be the best guy on the Grizzlies team more than likely. So they're going to ask him to do things in terms of facilitation. They're going to ask him to run the offense, to be a leader. it's going to be a chance for him for that couple of week period to kind of take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and really show what he's capable of as he progresses toward potentially being a starter on a championship contender in Memphis. I think that's a possibility for him. He just has to continue his growth that he displayed in year one, and I think he's set up nicely to do that.
Memphis and New Orleans also on that same draft night this past June, of course, Memphis trading Jonas Valanciunas to New Orleans, and of course in return, Memphis received Steven Adams. I think both teams benefited tremendously, as you said, from this trade. Valanciunas is an offensive big man helping New Orleans come out of nowhere, and the Pelicans making big strides in the playoff run. Adams, of course, with his rim protecting, defense and rebounding and whatnot. So Steven arrives in Memphis. Just give me your thoughts on Steven and his play this season.
I was told that he was washed, and he most certainly is not washed. Obviously, with the Pelicans, he struggled a pretty good bit, and that's one of the reasons they were willing to do the trade that they did. But I think it's one of those occasions in the NBA where both teams got better for the trade. Nobody lost that trade. I think it got the Pelicans what they wanted. Valanciunas had a very strong year for New Orleans. And I think it got Memphis what they wanted. They had a big who did a lot of the same things that Valanciunas did in terms of rebounding, in terms of setting strong screens, being a presence defensively, being a big physical body to help take some of the pressure off of Jaren Jackson Jr. down low. But he also didn't have the same shot volume. I struggle with believing that Desmond Bane has the season he had, Ja Morant has the season he had. You know, these offensive players that showed tremendous growth, I struggle with believing that that still would have happened if Jonas Valanciunas was still on the team. Valanciunas is a high-usage offensive player. He's good. I'm not trying to disparage him. He's a talented big that helped Memphis while he was there. But you don't get most improved player Ja Morant. You don't get the Desmond Bane that made the three-point contest and saw a massive uptick in his volume and his usage. Neither of those things occur if Jonas Valanciunas is still on the team. So Adams brought to the Grizzlies a lot of the things that Jonas did well without the high usage in terms of shot attempts and volume trying to score. And because of that, you saw growth from the young players as the Grizzlies tried to develop this core of hopeful championship contenders moving forward. And he's played his role beautifully in that way.
All right, and speaking of playing a beautiful role so far, in only 3 years in the league, Ja Morant, we've seen him develop into, well, frankly, I'll say it, he is a superstar, and he's going to continue to achieve the highest of heights in the NBA. Ja this year won the league's most improved player, became an all-star, and, of course, he's already built up a resume, becoming rookie of the year in such a short amount of time in his short career so far in the NBA. Give me your thoughts on Ja Morant and how his 2021-2022 season went.
It's hard to use words to describe him, right? He is almost running out of superlatives at this point, ways to praise him. He is the unquestioned leader of that franchise now. I think superstar is absolutely the right word to use. He's one of the 10 best players in the NBA. You can't name nine guys that are definitively better than Ja Morant. In terms of the regular season, All-NBA is a regular season award, of course. You could make an argument Morant's his first team. I think he's a lock for second team. I don't see him falling below that. And that would naturally put him in the top 10 or so player in the NBA category in conversation. And he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, which is just really, again, fun to say. He's fearless. He's audacious. He reminds me a lot of Allen Iverson in terms of how he's not intimidated by anybody. He's going to go out there and he's going to play his game regardless of who's in front of him. I believe that that fits Memphis to a T in terms of the personality of the city. And it certainly encapsulates a lot of the identity and the standard that the Grizzlies front office and coaching staff wants to establish as well. So now the one concern for Ja, because you know he's going to work, you know he's going to get better in the offseason. He's shown that over his first two offseasons in the NBA. There's no reason to believe that in this third one he wouldn't. But at the same time, I'm curious to see, again, we mentioned Tyus Jones earlier. Ja Morant's missed time due to injury, especially knee, ankle, lower extremity type injuries because of his style of play in part. I'm curious to see how they address the point guard position because you need a point guard that can fill in the event that Morant is not able to be there. So do they draft somebody in the NBA draft that they believe in? Do they re-sign Tyus? Do they try to make a trade for a cheaper backup point guard than Tyus, but a similar tier in terms of being able to keep the team going if Morant misses time? they're going to pay John Morant. It would be foolish not to. The question is, what's the insurance policy? That's what I'm really interested in watching as the summer goes on. He's a cornerstone piece, or the cornerstone piece for the Grizzlies. How they protect that investment is what's going to be fun to watch.
I want to stay with Ja for a moment. You mentioned about the long term. We've seen Ja, of course, this past year, he missed like 26 games this year. We know that he plays, he has a, I say that he has a daredevil approach to his style of play. He has kind of like an evil Knievel approach to his game. Allen Iverson, Derrick Rose, also Russell Westbrook and John Wall when they first came into the league. What do you think he needs to do, Joe, in terms of extending his career? Do you think there needs to be more emphasis on being in the weight room, strength and conditioning? What do you think he needs to do to extend his career?
Well, I think strength and conditioning is important. I believe Ja has said in the past he needs to keep getting stronger, keep focusing on making sure that his minutes are up. Taylor Jenkins, the head coach of the Grizzlies, is one of the most conscious of minutes coaches in terms of rotation in the regular season in the NBA. A lot of guys barely play more than, I think Ja might have led the team in minutes, like 32 minutes a game or something like that, which is pretty low considering Morant is a superstar caliber player. I am of the mind that he has to not abandon getting to the basket because that's what makes him so good. He needs to find new ways of utilizing that space, like a floater or consistently hitting that floater, which he did this season, but just continuing to grow that, different looks out of that. I really like the idea. Iverson was very good at, off of his drives. He would do a jump cut or a jump stop into the middle of the lane and hit a jumper or a floater over top from about 8 to 10 feet. I'd like to see him add a level of his game in terms of the mid-range like that or even a little further beyond just the rim, like I said, 8 to 10 feet. There's ways for him to continue to elaborate and evolve his game without having to take the dives that he does. Iverson figured that out as he got older, and I think that's the best comp for him. You mentioned some other good players, obviously, there too. To me, if he wants to have a long career like Iverson did, the key is to protect your body, put more tools in your toolkit in terms of basketball skill and be able to utilize those more effectively and efficiently throughout the season. He's capable of doing that. Again, he's shown that multiple times. I think Iverson is a good comp for ways for him to continue to grow his game and protect his body as the years go on.
All right. Well, definitely we would like to continue to watch Ja Morant for the next decade or two, and hopefully he can age gracefully like a Steph Curry, of course, a small player that came into the NBA, and we saw the development, and we're continuing to see the development, and hopefully he can continue to have a long career like a Steph Curry and like a Allen Iverson. And, Joe, you mentioned about Memphis, the Grizzlies being a fun team, and they're definitely a reflection of the city that they play for, Memphis being a fun place. And the FedEx Forum is located in the heart of downtown Memphis and on one of those legendary and iconic streets, Beale Street. And we know the FedEx Forum has been, for the last decade and a half, been a great NBA venue where people can go and watch great NBA basketball, not just the home team, but even people that are visiting the city. For those that have not watched an NBA game at the FedEx Forum, how would you describe the atmosphere?
It's unique. You know, they're chanting whoop that trick at the end of games that they're winning, at the end of series from the Hustle and Flow movie. It's a unique place, and I mean that in the best way possible. I lived in Memphis for 3 years, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time there. The fans are knowledgeable. The fans are passionate. They understand the game of basketball. Whenever you see the ratings for NBA or college basketball series or tournaments, they talk about the top markets. Memphis, despite its size, is always a top market for the for watching basketball. So they love the game. It's a basketball city. The fact that the Grizzlies have grown so much in the last decade or so only helps that. Obviously, the Memphis Tigers, before the Grizzlies got to town, were extremely popular. They remain extremely popular. The Grizzlies have just added to that basketball legend there in Memphis. Highly recommend going to a game at FedEx Forum if anybody is able to do so. It's a pretty awesome space, a pretty awesome place to take in a game. It's right there on Beale Street, like you alluded to, so you got lots of good music and food, lots of fun things to do in Memphis. Big fan of that place, highly recommended for anybody looking for a spot to catch some NBA basketball, for sure.
Definitely. I want to stay just with the city of Memphis for a moment. And you talked about the Memphis Tigers, and we know the city of Memphis, again, they have a great popularity just in terms of that the University of Memphis with college basketball and also college football that's emerging as well in that city. But I want to ask you about Memphis and the NBA's popularity in that city. You mentioned about Memphis being a small NBA market. There's a lot of other small NBA markets that have made a big stride, such as New Orleans and San Antonio and Denver, Oklahoma City, just to name a few. You can also put Portland in the mix as well. But what's the NBA's popularity like in Memphis?
Extremely popular. It's an extremely popular thing. Like I mentioned a moment ago, they do a great job with season tickets. They do great promotions. They understand the city very well in terms of the work that they did interacting with the team and the fan base. They really do a wonderful job of connecting a very special city and its franchise and making things or in a position to where you can organically connect. And I think that's one of the most important pieces when you're building a fan base. Because the Grizzlies just moved to Memphis a little more than 20 years ago, remember. They started out in Vancouver as an expansion team for the NBA. So it really has been a more short-term build that they've, especially in the last decade or so, been able to make that connection. And when it happens organically, it's much more real and it's much more deep in terms of the connection that a team and its fan base can have. And they've done a pretty remarkable job doing that.
All right, and speaking of a connection, we talked about him earlier, Zach Kleiman winning the NBA Executive of the Year. And, man, what a job he did, of course, bringing up a superstar with Ja Morant, but also putting the pieces around him with the likes of Jaren Jackson Jr., of course, pulling off the Memphis and New Orleans trades when you bring Zaire Williams over to the Grizzlies. And, of course, Valanciunas, who was a quality player, but Jonas was dealt to New Orleans, bringing Steven Adams over. And then, of course, you have Desmond Bane in the mix as well and the other players that we mentioned. Just give me your thoughts on Zach and his job of being in the front office and winning the Executive of the Year award for this season.
It feels like it was more of a, like, cumulative award, like the work he had done the last couple of years, because they took over fully in 2019. Obviously, Ja Morant being the number two overall pick, that was pretty logical. After Zion, most folks had Ja going too. But the fact, again, we mentioned Brandon Clark, Desmond Bane earlier, John Conchar being signed in 2019 to an unrestricted two-way deal. Now he is one of the better depth players in terms of reserves in the NBA. You know, you could do a heck of a lot worse than 11th or 12th man in John Conchar. Zaire Williams, the trades that you mentioned. The only three guys that were on this Grizzlies roster before Kleiman took over fully were Jaren Jackson Jr. He was drafted in 2018. Dylan Brooks, we talked about, 2017. And then Kyle Anderson was signed by the Chris Wallace regime in free agency before Kleiman took over. But outside of those three, everybody that's there now has been under the Kleiman regime, and the Grizzlies are given credit for being the deepest team in the NBA. So that it starts with Kleiman. It starts with Tayshaun Prince. It starts with all the different folks that work under those guys and everybody that works in that organization. It's kind of a team award, and Kleiman has said that himself. That franchise is really doing remarkable things. Again, in a small market, you're not going to be the major attraction in terms of free agency. So they're building through trades, they're building through the draft, and that is really working out well for them so far in the Kleiman era.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Joe Mullinax, the former site manager of SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues, which is the blog site for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. Again, Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what your position was and what your duties were as the site manager for SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues.
Of course. So I ran a blog. You mentioned that was the team site for SB Nation, for the Memphis Grizzlies. I ran it for 5 years. We have, we still have, but I'm just not running it anymore. There is a tremendous group of writers over there. They do phenomenal work. The new site manager, Parker Fleming, does a great job in just his first few days here. He's doing really well, kind of picking up where we left off. He is a great writer. Again, we have multiple great writers. We have a podcast network, multiple podcasts you can listen to, 3 to 4 shows a week, different voices, different perspectives, different styles of podcasts. We cover the Memphis Hustle, the G League team. We cover Grizz Gaming, the Grizzlies NBA 2K League team. Nobody covers the Memphis Grizzlies organization like Grizzly Bear Blues does, and I was proud to help kind of build that up and over the last 5 years, and I'm sure it'll continue. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing. I know that I want to keep writing. I don't know where I'm going to be doing that. Stay tuned on that front. But I'm not quite done yet, just figuring out what the next steps will be in terms of writing.
Well, whatever the next step is, hopefully you'll get back into it, and it's going to be just as great as what you did with SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues. So, Joe, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, of course, where they can find Grizzly Bear Blues and any websites that you would like to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. At SBN Grizzlies is the Twitter account for grizzlybearblues.com. I mentioned my former associate editor, now the site manager after a promotion, Parker Fleming, at Paca underscore Flocka, which is one of the greatest Twitter handles there is. Paca underscore Flocka is where you can find Parker. And my Twitter handle, if you want to follow me, is at Joe Mullinax, M-U-L-L-I-N-A-X. Like I said, I'm not quite done yet. Not quite sure what the next step is. Probably need to take a little bit of a break and get some rest after a lot of work over these last 5 years. But especially going into next season, I'm sure I'll be writing somewhere, and hopefully folks can follow along. Not just the Grizzlies, but maybe the entire NBA. Obviously, I'll always have a special place in my heart for Memphis, and that'll probably still be my concentration.
Well, I tell you one thing, man. It's nothing like getting your rest and just waiting until the chips fall where they need to be. And definitely,
that's
you
right.
have definitely had absolutely, and you definitely handled your business. And again, as you mentioned, 5 years as the site manager for SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues, covering the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies, Joe Mullinax, and definitely you'll definitely have a place again real soon, covering the NBA or whatever it is. And again, giving us great insights on the Memphis Grizzlies this past season. What a great year it was. And as they say, the best can only get better. There's no way to go but up for the Memphis Grizzlies. And Joe Mullinax, Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Bane will set the screen. Switch. Morant wants to dance with Thompson. Seven to shoot. Morant looking for a runway. Now a step back. Morant. Morant sizing up Wiggins. Switch. Now he's got Poole. Under 2 minutes to go. The shake. Morant, the drive, the floater. John Morant is special.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use the 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use the 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use the 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use the
cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street king, they can get you anything.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team, 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo. Or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Joe Mullinax, the former site manager of SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues. The blog is dedicated to covering content related to the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. Again, thank you once again to Joe for giving us the insights on the 2021-2022 Memphis Grizzlies season. Of course, Ja Morant, the NBA's popularity in Memphis, and so much more. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. And you've been listening to At the Rim. So long, everyone.